Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello, hello on this beautiful Wednesday morning, afternoon, evening from wherever you're watching or listening to. I am your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, filling in for the host with the most, Bethany Williams, for this Block Talk Radio Culture Shock News Media Network, and filling in on this Wedding Wednesday extravaganza, should I say. So I am here to talk about everything when it comes to having this winning attitude and winning aspirations, winning drive, this winning focus, this winning whatever has to do with winning. We have to focus on the big picture. And when I'm talking about winning, I'm talking about the big picture of surviving. Okay, so surviving is where we can focus on winning. If you're surviving, you are winning. If you're breathing, you are winning. If you're able to do certain things that you never thought you could do, then you are winning. So no matter what you go through, no matter what you deal with, realize that if you are surviving, then you are winning. Now, when it comes down to winning and having a winning attitude and having this notion of making things happen for yourself, then we don't want to focus on the two spectrums of losing and winning, right? Because if we focus on losing, then we're not focusing on the correct means to get us into that winning attitude or into that winning catapult. So how you want to do this is you want to sit there and really, take a deep look at yourself and sit there and tell yourself, okay, what have I done that I have either lost or I've had this attitude of failure? Failure is, of course, part of the process. Failure is something that has to happen in order for us to win. It's sort of like the movie The Matrix. Now, in the first movie The Matrix, there's a scene, and in the scene, Morpheus is sitting there talking to Neo, and Morpheus says, "You gotta let it all go. Fear, doubt, disbelief. Free your mind," right? So then he goes off, and they're on top of the buildings, and he goes off, runs, and jumps over, and jumps clear across to the other building. Now, here Neo is up to the part to where he's going to do it, and he says, okay, well, I'm the one, or thinking that, and he says, oh, okay, here I go. So he takes off and goes, and as soon as he jumps, he thinks of a non-belief trigger that's in his head that he's not going to make it. And what's happened? What happens? He gets about halfway, and then all of a sudden you see him falling. Bam! And then, on the other end, you have Cypher, You have Trinity. They're all watching this. And Squeaks, he's watching this. And he's like, what's that mean? You know? And Cypher says, it means nothing. They all fall the first time. Right? So, falling and failing is part of the process of winning. You can't experience winning if you're not failing. It's sort of like this concept of how people think or how people tell you, as long as you learned, you won. You know, as long as you're continuously learning from the mistakes you made or from the failures you've dealt with, then you are winning. So there's nothing horrible about failing. There's a pretty cool book that is written by John C. Maxwell. It's called Failing Forward. I suggest you get that on your list. It's a good book. It talks about failing forward. Like, we have to fail in order to move forward. And so it's sort of in this concept of falling off the bike and getting up and doing it again, right? And they say once you learn how to ride a bike, you never forget. So if we don't forget, and this is part of the winning attitude and the winning mantra that we should have. I mean, I have a few mantras of my own, and I'll tell you what those are in a few minutes. But so this winning mantra that we should have is telling ourselves that we are going to strive to win, and if we're striving to win, then we are winning, even though we don't see the rewards, right? If we strive to win, we're going forward, and we're not going backwards, because as they say, why are you looking back? Why are you looking back? You're not going that way. It's going forward, right? So don't look at all your past failures and what you have failed in, and stay in that moment, okay? Now, it's okay to go back in your past failures and sit there and tell yourself, okay, what can I take from that failure moment and learn and move it into this current state that I'm in to better understand where I'm going and better help me equip myself to win at this current endeavor that I'm facing right now, right? So if you're thinking about that, then that's a winning attitude. That's a winning attitude, and there's nothing wrong with having that winning attitude. As I just told you, I was going to tell you a few of my mantras. One of my mantras is this. Life is about getting the life that you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Our life should be about getting the life we want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. We are without things because we don't have these winning concepts and these winning attitudes. And it draws back to the winning attitude of belief. And I'll say, yes, I know I'm a guest host of the show. I'm also also another host on another show, and I'm also a published author. Now, people might think I have it all together, but let me tell you something. I don't have it all together. Not everyone has it all together. As much as we think we do, we don't. Some of the most successful people still deal with those negative tracks and those negative emotions and those negative experiences, and that's okay. It's okay. The process of getting over them might be a little quicker for those people that are going through that, which is okay because they developed a winning mindset. Winning mindset in any area of your life will help you achieve betterment, fulfillment, and self-gratification. Because when we are winning at things that we never thought we could win at, we have a self-gratification that helps us. Now, I will have to interject this real quick because I forgot in the beginning of the show. I apologize. So if any of you guys want to call in, I'm going to give you the number right now, so get ready for it. Get your pen, piece of paper, or your phone to write this number down. So if any of you guys want to call in and interject, if you have any insights or if you want to add, if you just want to add a comment or ask a question, by all means. So the number to call in is 646-787-1578. The number is, again, to call in is 646-787-1578. And when you call in, you have to hit the number one. You have to hit the number one in order to leave your comment or ask a question. So don't forget that. So when you call in the number 646-787-1578, make sure you hit the number one to leave your comment or ask a question. And again, this is Block Talk Radio, Culture Shock Media Entertainment. So we don't just talk about motivational things. We talk about all sorts of things, things that are going on with in the world and things that are happening. Now, as one our host with most definitely comes back, she will be at to these talks, because as of right now, this is not my show. I'm just a guest host, and I feel very honored that she asked me to guest host this show. And I do apologize for my absence on Motivation Monday. I do apologize. I had a dear friend go through a loss of a loved one, so I had to be there for them for that. So I do apologize for that. Just a little bit of my background, so you guys, whoever's joining in, and if you're new, if you don't, you know, you already know the story. If you're an old listener, you already know the story. But if you're new, I'm going to share this real quick. Now, currently, I'm a published author of 3 books, coming up on my 4th book right now. I'm doing a couple of collaborations with a few people on a few books that I'm co-authoring. I'm also writing a book, a children's series with my boys. So that's very gratifying for me to be able to experience that with them and have them experience the minds of an author, their father in a different light, right? So the current books that I have currently out right now is one is called Defeating Financial Anger. The second one is Understanding and Mending Broken Paths. And then the third one is Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them. And I do, when I do these talks on Winning Wednesday, I do pull a lot of my material from that book of Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them, as much as I can. And sometimes I just wing it and I speak as my thoughts come to me. So now I will be giving you guys some references to reference. And if you want, I can give you these references right now, which I think I should, since I just brought it up. Good references to look at are a gentleman called Les Brown. He's a motivational speaker. He's written plenty of best-selling author books. He's got some great talks. He's a he's definitely a good one to go towards. Also, Tony Robbins. Anthony Robbins. Everyone pretty much already knows of him, but if you don't, check him out. He's got some good stuff, and he's been in the game a lot longer than I have. He's just doing it up, and he's like I said, he's been, he's one of the forefathers of speaking and encouraging people. Another one is John C. Maxwell. Also, another good one is Darren Hardy. He actually has a magazine out called the Success Magazine. You can pick it up in your local store, bookstores, or your local magazine newsstands. That publication is pretty good when you're looking for a source of encouragement and a source of just winning attitudes and winning concepts. So now people that have since passed, people that I go and look at their material. One of them is Jim Rohn. Great and late Jim Rohn. He's got a lot of great material out there. Another one is Napoleon Hill. Most of you guys probably already know about his books. They actually got a foundation after named after him to bring these concepts to light. Also, Dale Carnegie. He also has a organization. And plenty of books. One of his good books that I usually refer back to is How to Develop Self-Confidence and Influence People by Public Speaking. Also, the book is by Dale Carnegie, is How to Win Friends and Influence People. So that's a very powerful book too. And then Napoleon Hill's books, like I said, Think and Grow Rich, and he's got a lot of other ones. There's so many good resources out there that you can go look towards. Like I said, this is a great resource to get yourself in a positive thinking manner. She has a lot of great shows, Bethany does, on this Culture Shock Media Network that she hosts. Like I said, you're on one of them right now, which is Winning Wednesday. And then she has Making Money Motivation Mondays. And those are the two that I know of, because those are the two that I actually have. I've guest host myself. So I just want to let you know that there's a lot of good resources out there that you can go towards. If you just want, something to uplift your day. There's usually a lot of good quotes that people will post, and whatever attitude you need to win the day, then I suggest you do it. Because there's nothing more important than having a good attitude to go off and face the negative world and face the day to benefit yourself and benefit others. So, I'm going to read a little bit about, just a little bit of my book, Don't Chase Your Dreams, Catch Them. Just going to be like a little snapshot of what it kind of is and what it entails. I put one quote in there by Dan Pena, which he's a very strong, motivating, self-sufficient billionaire that goes off and he puts people through the ringer and brings a lot of truth to their current situation to help them out. And one of his quotes is, yesterday's dreams are today's reality. Said yesterday's dreams are today's reality. So when you're living in your current state or your current dream of envisionment and to evolving some envision that you have, by all means, understand that once it hits your thought process, the next thing that needs to be done is start moving that thought process. A movement is only as good as a dream is only as good as its movement. Let me say that again. A thought process or an idea is only as good as its movement. Because an idea that just sits and sits in like a stalemate state is nothing. An idea can't go nowhere unless you move the idea into fruition, unless you move the idea into action steps, unless you move the idea into actual action steps to get you from point A to point B. Like I said, I was on this Winning Wednesday show last week, and I thought of a concept of it's not enough to just show up. You have to show up, but when you show up, you got to show out, right? People think, oh, well, if you just show up, then you're good. No. You got to show out. Like, you got to be better than the rest. You got to be the person that's on fire. You got to be the person that's willing to, you know, volunteer, do the extra work, do the extra steps to get you noticed. So in order to get noticed, you have to show out. You can't just show up. Because, let's face it, in the movie industry, when you're going for an audition, and actually, let me round it up to this. Let me not even focus just on the movie industry. Let's focus on all the self-sufficient in the industries of business. Okay, and that goes for working at a certain job or getting a high-paying job or getting an audition or becoming a musician, becoming anything, right? You have to show up and show out. And what I mean by that, when people go to these interviews, you got to remember, there's people on the daily, you know, on the daily, and there could be seat after seat after seat after seat of people waiting for the same damn job, same damn interview, same damn HR, you know, one-on-one meet, greet type of deal, right? So you can't just show up and think that, oh, I'm going to get the job or I'm going to make it. No, you need to show up and show out. You need to go off and dress to impress. As they say, dress to impress. You know, it's like a woman. When a woman goes out. Now, us men, let me take a little step back for a second here and talk about the concept of a woman getting ready for a man or for a date. Now, women take a lot longer than men, right? And us men, for some reason, get angry. And we're like, oh, they're taking too long. Well, when they go out, they're taking long for you, not for anyone else. They're taking long for you so they can show up and show out and be like, yes, I'm his man or I'm his woman. Yes, I'm his date. Yes, I'm his significant other. I'm his eye candy, however you want to look at it. So we can't get upset when the woman is getting ready. Us men need to take part of that playbook and use it to our advantage. So when they are getting ready, got to remember, when a woman gets ready, she gets her nails done, hair done, you know, makeup done. You know, she goes off and finds the best outfit, and she can probably change 3 or 4 or 5 times, maybe even more. She gets the right shoes, gets the right feel. I mean, she'll go above and beyond when she's getting ready to the simple fact that if her shoes don't match her dress or her shoes don't match her pants, socks, underwear, bra, then it ain't going to work. She need to go find something else, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. So us men need to take part of that playbook and tear that page out of that playbook and use it. So when we're going out, you're going to dress and press for the interview. Like, we need to be in self mode of preparation, because nothing happens if you are not prepared. So if you don't prepare, say, that resume, if you don't prepare that concept or the attitude of, hey, feeling like $1 million, that's it. I'm gonna not just show up, but I'm just gonna show out. So if you just show up and then show out, that will make a lasting impression on the interviewer, you know, the person you're trying to possibly build a relationship with, maybe a date, maybe, like I said, press, right? You want to smell good, you want to look good, you want to get a haircut, you want to brush your teeth, you want to get a nice outfit, you want your resume to be spectacular and superb, and you're like, okay, wow, this person actually took some time on her resume. They just didn't throw a bunch of stuff down that I don't really feel like reading. But since they look nice and they smell nice, they got a great attitude, they looked me in the eye, gave me a handshake before they even sat down, they waited for me to sit down, they waited for me to sit down. Okay, you can sit down now. So they showed me manners. Guess what? I'm going to have to show the manners when I'm looking at their resume. I've got to find out what makes this person different from the last person I just talked to. What is it about this person? I want to read their book. I want to read their autobiography. I want to find out where they've been, what they've done, what they can achieve. Because if they can help me out in any way, then you better believe it, I'm going to help them out. So, in that perspective, when you're thinking along those lines, we have to not just show up, we have to show out. Like you said, showing out is the big part. Everyone thinks, oh, well, you know, you better be there on time, you better show up. But no one ever talks about showing out. You know, and I've never understood that. You know, never understood that. And yeah, we might talk about it in little bits and pieces, but no one ever tells you in this manner of, hey, you got to show out when you show up there. Don't just show up and just be the next Smojo or be the next average Joe. Be above or beyond that person, you know. And preparation time is the time that when you learn, you take back from those current experiences of failure and of loss, and you take back those moments into your memory bank, and you sit there and scramble through them. And when you scramble through them, you file them. You file them under a winning learning objective. You remember what I said? So this is what it is. You file them under a winning learning objective. So all those negative things that you've dealt with, I want you to write this down, okay? So all the negative things that you've dealt with in your memory bank, you file them with a winning learning objective. So you go search in your memory bank of that failure, and then you file that memory under the new category of a winning learning objective. Again, real quick, for the people that have just jumped on or people that are just coming into the Winning Wednesday podcast, the number to call in if you want to leave a comment or ask a question or just be a part of it, the number to call in is 646-787-1578, and then you hit the number 1 to either join in or leave a comment. So, as I was saying, when you're going through your memory banks of failures, you file your failure. You file your failure under the category of a winning learning objective. So then you can extract it and say, okay, well, this is where I messed up. I should have did this. Okay, I'll tell you experience right now. I was going to go for a current job interview in my own personal experience. So I'm going to tell you experience of one of my failures that I failed in. So I was going to go for a job interview, and what I did not do, I didn't go in to dress to impress, right? I didn't have a tie on. Now, I'm not saying this is one of the factors I didn't get the job, but it very well could have been the key thing that could have landed me the job. So I didn't wear a tie because normally I don't really like wearing ties because ties usually choke me on my neck. So I normally don't like to wear them. So in that moment, I didn't wear them. You know, I had a blazer on, had a nice collared shirt on, but I didn't have the tie. So that possibly could have cost me a job. Now, I don't know if there was more qualified people or what they were looking for. It wasn't exactly what I had to offer or what they thought they could work with. But needless to say, I did not get the job. And that could well very been attributed to the simple fact of me not dressing to impress and going off and getting and wearing the tie. So that could have been one of the factors. Was, I'm not saying it wasn't, but it very well could have been. And as we always usually say, after something that we have not accomplished, we get in this mind frame of coulda, shoulda, woulda. We shouldn't be in that mind frame of coulda, shoulda, woulda. We need to go back in that memory bank and under the category of your failure, extract the winning learning objective. Okay? So extract the winning learning objective. Because if you're not learning, you're not growing. If you're not learning, you're not winning. If you're not learning, you're not evolving. If you're not learning, you are not living. Okay? Like I said, if you're not learning, you are not winning. You are not growing. You are not exceeding your full potentials, and you are not evolving, and you are not living. Living is a learning experience. We learn as we go along. Yes, do we have negative things that come in our life? Do we have negative moments and bad moments that we don't want to experience, but we end up experiencing? Yes, we do. But we can take these negative moments and these negative things that we dealt with, and we can learn from them. And as long as we're learning, we are living. And as long as we're learning to, in the objective of winning, then we are a lot further ahead than most people are in this life. So one of our main objectives here in these podcasts is give you concepts, give you ideas, give you a new way of thinking, and leaving you a spark of interest that could possibly change your life or change the trajectory of your life and direction of where you're going. Now, I don't know if your direction is to go north or south. I don't know if it's to go left or right, forward or back. But what I'm hoping is, I'm hoping your direction is to go forward and beyond. I want you to go forward and beyond, because if you're going beyond your capabilities of what you ever thought you could possibly do, guess what? You're living in the magic of believing, right? You're living in that moment. Remember, as in the Matrix, when Morpheus says you got to let it all go, fear, doubt, and disbelief, you have to free your mind. And when they were talking about freeing one's mind, they were talking about the belief system that you need to trigger in your mind, because our mind will play tricks on us. Our mind could possibly be either one of our worst enemies, or it possibly could be one of our best friends, right? And what I want you guys to have your mind work for you and not you work against your mind. And a lot of that has to do with faith, hope, belief. Faith, belief. Faith, hope, belief. And believing is one of the crucial things that will get you moving beyond your full potential, moving forward and beyond. So belief is something that's going to help you move forward and beyond that, because without it, it's very difficult to do, very difficult to move forward and beyond that moment. Now, I'm going to read something that I actually created a poster, and it's called Becoming a Dreamcatcher. So I'm going to read that poster to you, and hopefully it gives you a sense of direction, sense of help in your current situations, in your current life. So this is called Becoming a Dreamcatcher. And it's sort of an A through Z blueprint to catching your dreams, as one of my friends call it. So it starts, of course, with A, because it is an A through Z blueprint. So here it is. The A stands for aim with action. The B stands for belief in becoming. C, courage to create. D, deliver on your promises to yourself. E, evolve your destiny. F, forge your future. G, generate growth. H, head towards your dream. I, ignite your way. J, just focus. K, know you will have it. L, listen, learn, and lead. M, make moves. N, never quit. O, opportunity embracement. P, pursue with purpose. Q, quest attainment. R, release doubts. S, seek needed skills. T, tackle your time. U, unleash yourself to the world. V, victory in sight, win over your excuse. X, I kind of changed the word a little bit, but it's expect to inspire. So I just put a big X in front of the expect. So expect to inspire. You got it. It's you, and then Z is zoom into your dreams. So that is the poster that I actually created, and it's pretty cool. It has a dream catcher theme to it. So Like I said, it's all about becoming a dream catcher. So those are the methods, kind of the aces, the blueprints to becoming a dream catcher, catching what you want to get out of your life. So, like I was just saying earlier, it's not enough to show up. We have to show out. And that is something that's very important. Now, here's another concept. Everyone talks about having a movement or doing something to move, right? So how about we have the belief system of the you can movement, not the two can movement. No, don't think of Fruit Loops. Let's have a belief system of you can. For only you can, and no one else can do it but you. You're the only one that can make the move. You're the only one that can make the action steps. You're the only one that can take these processes or sparks of interest that are in your head and move them along into realization, right? So you have to break them into a realization moment. They have to move in the sphere of being realized and not move in the sphere of not being realized. Those are the things that should grab you. Those are the moments that should take you to from point A to point B and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to go take the studies. I'm going to go seek out needed help. I'm going to go and build on my craft. I'm going to build on who I want to become, because we're all about building. We always build up or we always tear down. Well, let's not tear down no more. Let's start building up. Build up and move forward so you can move beyond those negative thoughts of destruction, negative thoughts of tearing down the walls. We don't want to tear down the walls. We want to move forward and through the walls, right? You don't want to tear down the walls. You want to move through the walls. Because the wall, it's okay for the wall to stay up. You don't have to tear down the walls. Now, do you want to tear down the belief systems of non-belief, of discouragement, of you telling yourself, oh, I can't do that because I don't have this, or I'm too afraid, or I don't have the resources, or I don't have the money? By all means, attack those with a vigorous motion of achieving greater possibilities in your life. Tell yourself, you ain't going to let me, it's not going to hinder you. There is nothing that's going to be able to make anything terrible or more terrible than anything on the planet than you stopping. A stalemate mind is a mind of non-motion. And when you are not moving, you are not progressing. When you are not progressing, you are not in essentially living. You're just. We don't want the mind to be in vegetated state. Some people that can't even move, don't even have no arms or no legs, they're moving and they're moving mountains and they're moving streams and they're doing things that maybe most of us dream about doing. Or maybe most of us say, oh, I don't have a connection to that person. Do you think they have the connections? No, they did it regardless, whether they have the connections or not. You don't need to have all the resources. You don't need to have all the answers because you're in the process of learning. You're in the process of growing. And this is the beautiful thing about it. As you grow and as you learn, it is okay to not have all the answers because you're not supposed to. If you had all the answers, then shoot, we'd have all the answers for all the diseases on the planet. We'd have all the answers for all the violence on the planet. We'd have all the answers for all the hunger and homelessness and all the things that we look at and we see, and I'm hoping the majority of you see it, to where it hurts your heart and to where it hurts your thought process. Like, wow, why? How, what can we do to create change and become an impact? All right. So, like you said, there's people out there that have no arms, no legs, don't have no sights, don't have no mobility, but they are moving mountains. And when I'm talking about certain, like, look, Stephen Hawking, he was one of them, couldn't move, couldn't do anything, right? So he went off and he couldn't move, but he was still moving. He was still moving mountains. Whether he could move or not, he was moving mountains. He was leaving an impact for other people on the planet, you know. And within that, he was giving other people ways to make something possible for themselves, and giving them encouragement to go off and do what? To go off, tell everyone and that, hey, I might have this disability, but you know what? I'm going to show up. I'm going to show out with this disability or with not this disability. I'm going to show up and show out. So you see, everything's about showing up and showing out. You want to show up and show out no matter what goes on in your life. Again, the number to call in, if any of you guys are interested in calling in, the number to call in is 646-787-1578, and all you have to do is hit the number 1 to join the conversation, leave a comment, or ask a question. By all means, I want you guys to ask a question, because is there something you could add to my discussions or my talks or my if there's something that you know that I don't know, by all means, bring it on in. Bring it on into the conversation. Or if there's something that you just want to ask. Like I said, I am the guest host of Culture Shock Media Entertainment Network for this Winning Wednesday. I am the guest host, also speaker, author, and encourager to people out there to get better lives and get better results in their process and in what they're doing in their lives. Let me tell you one other thing. Life is about, like I was saying, life is about getting what you want or living the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. But at the same time, it's about starting. You have to start your life sometime. Don't leave your life on hold. Start your life now. No matter where you are, no matter where you're at, don't focus on where you want to be. Focus on where you're at. That's important. That is important. Focus on where you're at, not where you want to be. Because if you do that, then what's going to happen? You are going to give yourself the opportunity to live a more freeing life of motivation and self-encouragement and helping be the change that you want to see in the world and helping being the impact for people that are in this world that you want to, you know, you want to do something for. So, like I said, with that quote, start from where you're at, not from where you want to be. That is something that's very, very important. You have to start from where you're at, not from where you want to be. Because if you focus on what you want, you're not going to focus on the steps needed to get you where you want to be. You're going to be so trapped in your mind, and you're going to be living in a stalemate mind. Remember, we want to have a winning attitude. We want to take the failures and place them under the category of the winning learning objectives. Winning and learning objectives is what helps you further along in your movement, right? So it's about moving forward and beyond, because you just don't want to move forward. You want to move beyond the possibilities. You know how they say sky's the limit. I say horse watch with that. Sky is not the limit. Because if sky was the limit, we would have never landed on the moon. So sky is not the limit. We have to think above and beyond. If we just thought in this forward moving section of, we have to move forward, but not beyond, then what's going to happen? We're never going to get above the sky. We would have never, seek other avenues to get above the sky. We'd be just flying planes. That's it. We wouldn't have rockets. We wouldn't have gone to the moon. We wouldn't have gone to Mars right now, because right now we're in the process of going to Mars. We don't want to live in that concept, right? Like I said, life is about getting the life you want, deserve, and shouldn't be without. And you do that through moving above and beyond the actual notion that you're able to do. And like I said, will you have negative things that come in your life? Yes. Ups and downs that come in your life? Yes. Will you have barriers that you have to push through? Yes. Will you have difficult times that you have to go through? Yes. But within all those yeses, you have to take the failure with the good. You have to take the failure before you can get to the success. Failures come in successes. Or the failure, what's beyond the failure are your successes. So if you move forward to the failures, guess what? You're going to go beyond the failures to be successful and to have success and to have prominence and to have impact, to become change. The change that you want to see in the world is the change starts with you. You have to focus on you. And these are just some of the winning concepts and attitudes that I have thought of. And I can't even take full credit for them, because it's from mentors from all over the place. I have unsung heroes from all over the place. I have martial art mentors. I have motivational mentors. I have mentors that have since passed on that I've got through with their ideas and their books. And that's one of the real reasons why I sit there and write. So I want to leave my ideas, my thoughts behind, to leave a legacy behind for my kids. Something where they can be like, this is my way. This is how he thought, right? So remember, life's about showing up. And when you show up, you have to move beyond that and show out, right? So this has been a real pleasure again for your Winning Wednesday podcast on the Culture Shock Network. This is Sean Alexander Hamilton. If you want to look further into me, you can look at my website. It's Alexander Hamilton's Insights with an S.com. Alexander Hamilton's Insights with an S at the end of Hamilton's.com. So it's AlexanderHamiltonsIgHTS.com. So you want to look into me and see what I've got going on, but by all means, come part of the Insight family of my warped mind of motivating, encouraging, and helping people move further than what they ever thought possible. Thank you. Have a beautiful Wednesday. Remember, peace, love, and above all, happiness. Stay good to each other, be safe, and thank you to our host of the most, Bethany Williams. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you on Motivation Monday, making Motivation Monday Mondays. Again, this has been a pleasure. This is your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, author, publisher, speaker, motivational speaker, spark interester, creator, influencer, however you want to call me. I'm here for you whenever you need me. If you ever want to reach out, just locate me on my website, and I will reach out to you guys. All right. Thank you very much. Remember, life's about just not just showing up, but show out. All right. Have a good day, and peace, love, and above all, happiness.